KSDR welcomes you to this week's edition of On the Water and in the Air. It's not always about where the fish are biting or where the birds are flying. It's talk about how to go get them. On the Water and in the Air with your hosts Neil Jensen, Randy Aggermeyer, and Lynn Jurens.
Let's go get them. It's not even going to snow.
I have my snowfall prediction.
What is it?
Well, I looked at the European model and I looked at the Canadian model and they were all wrong, so I consulted the Norwegian model. I looked outside this morning at the air, I stuck my thumb up in the air, and I say we're going to get somewhere between trace and 36 inches.
Oh, you're going to hit it.
Yeah, I think I got this one nailed.
Yeah, you're gonna hit that.
With locally higher and lower amounts.
Should I call my Norwegian ancestors?
You sure could.
I got one down in northwest Iowa who would love to chat with us.
Yeah.
You just wouldn't be able to shut Steve off. He'll be chiming in here in a second. Steve, we're talking about you. You watch. He'll be whacking us here in a minute, throwing out some curveballs for us and calling us names.
Yeah, I think we're going to get nothing, back, which is good. I'm fishing the next few days. Leave it nice.
You know, wasn't that the greatest surprise at 5 a.m. when you turned the news on this morning?
Well, for mine was at 7:25 when I walked in here and Randy told me.
Oh, thanks. Thanks, Randy. Thanks for the forecast, Randy. We'll give you all the credit in the world. Our production man, Randy Grimes. All right.
Well, we got a good show today.
We've got some interesting technology.
Yeah, I started using a program about 3 years ago called Contour Elite, and it helps map out the bottom of the lake, and you can save your waypoints, upload them in my Hummingbird at the time. But since then, they've redesigned the program. You can download it onto Google Earth, your waypoints.
Yeah.
You can take your phone out and go ice fishing. It's been a godsend for ice fishing.
Has it really?
Yeah, and what's really nice is if you start using the program over and over, I've seen that if I know I'm catching fish in a certain location, I can run to Contour Elite, hit mark, and figure out every other location like that in that same lake.
Ooh, that's a dandy. Do we have anyone on the line that
talk
about this?
We have a guy that sounds a lot better than me. His name is Brian Haymart. Brian, are you with us?
I'm here, guys.
Hey, we are live on Facebook and live at 1480 AM in Watertown, South Dakota. Good morning to you, Brian.
How are things out there out east?
They're really nice, actually, about 60 degrees and sunny right here in Ann Arbor, Michigan right now.
It's not even 60 degrees in the studio. Well, all right.
I'm ready.
What can you tell us about Strategic Fishing Systems, Brian?
Well, we started the company probably about 12 years ago because I had just moved into Wisconsin and I was learning about some technology for mapping called GIS, Geographic Information Systems, which is basically like a smart mapping system. And I was in an area with a lot of lakes that I wasn't familiar with, and I was looking at contour lines and trying to interpret, you know, those contour lines, which could be a little bit confusing for, you know, on a new lake. And I thought there must be a way that you can use this computer system to help identify places to fish. So I started playing around with using a commercial GIS product, which is really expensive to use. And I thought, well, we need to, you know, have a consumer level product that uses the same technology that makes it much more user-friendly. And we formed a relationship with Lake Master. And for those that aren't familiar with Lake Master, they are known for having the most accurate and detailed lake maps out there. They go out and survey the lakes and rivers themselves and really put in the time to map out an accurate representation of the lake or river bottom. So we formed that relationship and came out with Contour Elite about 10 years ago, and now we've got products for about every area of the country. We've got a Dakota's Nebraska product that has several of the lakes around Watertown, such as Kampeska, Wabe, Thompson, a lot of the Missouri River impoundments, such as Lewis and Clark and Sharp. And it's really lets someone in their home view these maps on their computer, and it's the only product available that you can actually view Lake Master maps in the comfort of your home. So it lets a person do their planning at home on their computer, and like you said, transfer waypoints to their chart plotter, GPS, or Google Maps on their phone, and then go out to those locations out on the river and hopefully catch fish.
Yeah, you know, that the ability to download it onto Google Earth and save your Google Earth waypoints has actually saved I don't know how many people's ice fishing season this year. You know, not everybody can put a Humminbird or a Lowrance on the front of their four-wheeler, but everybody's got a smartphone. Mm-hmm. When you can right. save that and upload your Google Earth and know that your point is exactly right, you've probably cut down 30 or 40 holes you have to drill in a lot of time.
Yeah. And a lot of the capabilities of, besides, you know, looking at the contours yourself, there are some really powerful searches that you can do in Contour Elite. You can, if you really know what you want to look for, like a certain sort of structure, like if you know you want to look for ledges in 10 to 20 feet of water, you put that criteria in, searches the entire lake, and highlights all those areas on the map that meet that criteria.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of different combinations you can search for.
A couple lakes I really like to fish aren't mapped out on Lake Master. But knowing how to run Contour Elite and seeing that 3D ability to tip that lake on its side and look at the underwater structure has actually helped me read those confusing contour lines a heck of a lot better. Want to just briefly talk about that your 3D ability?
Okay. Yeah, so any location on the map, if you want to find out what it really looks like you mentioned, you're looking at the contours, it's not always obvious, is that a hump? Or is that a hole? What does the bottom actually look like? You can click on any spot on that lake, and then it pulls up a 3D view of that area. And you can navigate around through that 3D view. You can spin it, you can tilt it, zoom in and out. So it really gives you a fisheye perspective of what that lake bottom looks like. And it helps you identify possible travel routes, you know, if you can kind of see how a fish might use a piece of structure to go from deeper water up to the top of a structure. Locations, if they're kind of more of an open water fish, parts of the structures they might kind of relate to because it protrudes a little bit more than the others, something that it might focus the fish's attention on. It really helps those areas pop out to you, and you can add waypoints actually in the 3D view. So if you find a spot that looks really good in the 3D viewer, you can just drop a waypoint right there and then transfer that to your GPS.
Absolutely.
You know, we're talking with Brian here from Contour Elite, or about Contour Elite. And, you know, there's been a lot of pictures on Facebook lately of, people making mistakes about where to drive. Do you guys think this could find the open water spots so that the people could stay away from those places instead of driving their $70,000 rigs into them?
I wish.
If they're driving their $70,000 rigs out there yet today, they deserve to lose them.
Right.
There's been a lot of stuff going down.
Yeah,
it actually can help you find. You know, it has like the creeks and river inlets, so it might help cue a fisherman into knowing that, well, there's, you know, a river inlet, I might want to avoid this area.
You bet. And if you get really fancy and can overlay a snapshot of that over your Google Earth to see where the actual creeks actually come in, it's really good.
You guys are getting a little over and above my Norwegian IQ.
Well,
can you guys just dumb it down for me a little bit?
Yeah, you get your rod, you go to somewhere that's wet, and you put it in the water. Maybe a fish comes, maybe it doesn't.
And you know what? This is awesome technology, and just want to reiterate that we're talking about the Contour Elite program. That does this mostly work exclusively with Lake Master / Google Earth? Is that kind of the applications here?
No, you can download.
Yeah,
go ahead.
Yeah, you can download the base contours are all Lake Master high definition contours. So if you have the Lake Master card, the lakes that are HD, the ones that they actually went out and surveyed themselves and have the really good detail,
okay,
those are the lakes that are in Contour Elite.
Okay.
But you can transfer waypoints into a variety of different formats, Lowrance, you know, Garmin, Humminbird, Google Earth, a lot of different formats. GPX, which is a kind of a universal format that a lot of different handheld devices use these days. So it's definitely not just Google Earth. You can export in a variety of different formats.
And to for me to go out and purchase this, if I'm not online, are these in the electronics sections of most of our retailers?
There are a few Cabela's, a few local shops, fishing shops, Bass Pro Shops. Also, it's kind of hit and miss. They're kind of scattered around. Probably the best location would be from our website, where you can actually download the product itself rather than purchase the disc.
Yeah, gotcha. Brian, for a few of us that may have to walk into work right now, where do we find that?
Easiest would be contourelite.com. So contourelite.com.
And is that I'm sure there's just a set price on, or do you have upgrades? Do you have a lower version? Where's our pricing mechanism set at right now?
Yeah, the price right now is $149.95.
Not
bad.
But that
gets you a whole region of lakes. So, you know, if you purchase the Dakota's Nebraska version, there's all the in North Dakota, South Dakota lakes, as well as Nebraska lakes.
You know what? Just last month, off our checking account, I saw our 5-year-old had downloaded that many movies and music.
Oh yes,
off of iTunes. So I mean, $149, we can play for a long time on that.
That's right.
Right.
It's
and if you
cheap.
think about the gas you save, you know, in your boat, if you know right where you want to go, you could save some money on gas.
Yeah, and for tournaments, it saved me a day of just piddling around looking for stuff. I can sit at home and do it. For ice fishing, I don't have to invest in that Hummingbird. I think it's just a game changer in ice fishing for those guys that want to have a GPS capability and just don't want to invest $1,000 in a Hummingbird or a Lowrance.
And so the real application here, fellas, is we can work on this at home on our desktop or our iPad or our Samsung Note tablet.
You bet.
Or, you know, because our phones are smaller, then we can send that to our phones and
to our smartphone, pull it up on Google Earth, and it'll save your spot. You have a Google account, just save all your waypoints, pull them back up in Google Earth, open them up, and there they
absolutely.
Are.
Absolutely,
drive
absolutely.
Right to it.
Set yourself up an account on Google Earth,
yep.
and
yep.
Ah, now I'm catching on
it's
here.
It's a heck
it took me 15 minutes to get rolling here.
Well, like
on
you
this.
Said, it's the Norwegian blood.
Steve Ide, you know what I'm talking about here, don't you? It takes us a while. Steve Ide is one of our watchers. Troy Deedy's watching right now. Kathy Antone. Good morning to all those watching us on live Facebook, by the way. All right, Brian, take it away.
Yeah, a couple other features I wanted to point out. You mentioned kind of dumbing it down. Well, there is a feature where if you don't know really what sort of things you want to look for, like if you don't have a recent report telling you, you know, fish have been found on points, you know, within a certain depth range or flats, you know, within close proximity to deep water. If you don't really know what you're looking for, there is a feature where you can just put in a species of fish, the time of year and time of day, and it will give you some general ideas of places to try based on some data that we've been researching and put into the program itself. So if you don't really know where to look, you can put a general species search in for, say, walleye in the spring, and
okay.
it will highlight areas on the map that meet the criteria that we have built in. So it gets you a good starting point there if you don't really know what to look for.
And for those that are not up on technology, this is a separate thing that you can do from your purchases of Garmin, Lowrance, Hummingbird.
Yep.
This is you don't even need any of those products.
Nope. And you can use all of them or you don't need any of them.
Okay. Okay.
Because yep.
you can apply that to your Google Earth, which anybody can get that.
And all you really need to know is how a fish travels. And Brian hit it right on the head. If you know how a fish travels in the water and where they look to go, it's really easy to pull it up on Contour Elite. If you don't know where fish travels, I could talk to you about my bathtub experiment several years ago with minnows and bricks, but my wife, well, no, I can't go to that bathroom anymore.
he's been restricted from that bathroom.
She bought me an 80-gallon minnow tank now. I can't use the bathtub anymore.
I did that same experiment.
Go ahead, Brian. You
so
tried that?
The other feature, yeah, actually, when I was doing my master's degree, I was studying how prey fish react to predatory fish. So I had some minnows and I caught some little bitty largemouth bass. And those minnows definitely relate to cover whenever there's a predator around, that's for sure.
Yeah,
it is something. Don't use your bathtub, but I learned a lot of just how bait fish congregate just by
or
using that.
You know,
yeah.
What walleyes are just like men. You could simplify and dumb this down by just going, it's all about food and sex. And if you can figure those walleyes out like you can with men, then you got it dialed in.
An all-night strip joint with a buffet.
No. This is a family program. There's a lot of young children, including mine, on. Just kidding. No, that was clean family fun right there, everyone. Well, Brian, in the last minute or two here, go ahead and steal the show.
Yeah, the last feature, which I think is really powerful, we mentioned sending your waypoints to your GPS device. Well, with Contour Elite, you can also import those waypoints back in to the system. And what that does is it maps out where those waypoints were on your map. But in your fishing log in Contour Elite, along with those waypoints that you pull in, you can add information such as what the weather was like, what the water temperature was, what lure you used, your presentation. And it lets you build basically a record of your catches. And then you can do a search for, say it's, August 1st, and you want to search the fishing log for spots that you fished around August 1st. And if you found a good spot, you can look for similar areas to that one waypoint. So if you know this one waypoint was good August 1st, do a search for similar areas, and then all other areas of the map that are similar to that are highlighted. So instead of just going back to that one spot, you can go back to several other locations.
It's so really for a good Humminbird user, which is what I know, you would just go in and export your waypoints from your unit after that day?
Yeah, I put them. Just put mine in my Humminbird PC and just let them out there, and I just upload it to Contour Elite. You know, I have a couple folders. I store all my waypoints in their categories by lake.
Yep.
When I pull up Contour Elite, I just go import waypoint. I go to the file I have it saved in my computer and pull them in.
But to get them to your computer from your unit on your boat, that's where a lot of people, they struggle with that. What's your favorite way to do this, guys?
Go ahead, Brian. I know how I do it. It's probably not 100% accurate.
Yeah, so you're going to set, you export it to the SD card from the unit. And then you can either import it directly into Contour Elite, because the fishing log has, you select import, and then you can select the Humminbird format, and you can pull those waypoints directly in. Or, like Neil mentioned, you can use Humminbird PC, which is a nice program to help manage all your waypoints. You can import it into there first and then pull it into Contour Elite. So you can either go directly into Contour Elite using that SD card or go through Humminbird PC.
Yeah, and the only reason I use Humminbird is when I fish on a new lake or something, I usually have a million waypoints and only about 30 of them are any good. So I just blow them out in Humminbird PC, and then I don't have a lot of stuff clogging up Contour Elite or up my files.
Good. Well, sorry to put the technology talk to an end here, but Brian, ways of getting a hold of your product and getting a hold of a representative from your company, give us a couple seconds of that.
Yeah. So you can visit ContourElite.com to learn more about our program and purchase the download, or if you have questions, you can email me at Brian@strategicfishingsystems.com. And then, or ContourElite.com has a contact form as well.
And this is highly important question for leaving us here, but Brian, do you have a master's degree, or what's it in?
Yeah, environmental science.
Okay, all right. It takes someone, you know, that to design this type of stuff. Not all of us have that type of a calculating type of mind.
Anyone close to Watertown that is interested in this program and gets it needs a tutor. It's free tutoring by Neil.
Okay.
I will come over anytime.
All right. Reach him on Facebook.
You bet.
Thanks a ton. Brian, enjoy your day. Appreciate your time. Randy Grimes.
All right. Thanks, guys.
You bet.
Thanks,
for
Brian.
Another week of On the Water, In the Air, brought to you by Brotherhood Arms. We're going to send it right on to the other side of the table.
All right. You